Thousands of Ivorians have taken to the streets of the commercial capital Abidjan to demand the disarmament of rebels nearly 10 months after the signing of a peace agreement. Activists marched, raised flags, and played drums in the government-controlled southern city of Abidjan, while thousands of workers stayed home. Protest organizers say Thursday's march marked 1 year of popular resistance against rebels who control northern Ivory Coast. Hundreds of thousands of Ivorians took part in the first protest on October 2nd last year. The main organizer, former student activist Charles Blegoudé, says the message is still the same.
Weapons cannot solve the problem that we are living. Only what can save the country is democracy. The way we are making it different is that we are organizing marches. We are organizing meetings. We are fighting by democratic means. While our opponents are taking weapons to kill people, to steal people's goods. This is the difference between they and us.
Some of the demonstrations earlier this year turned violent when protesters opposed to a French-brokered peace deal burned down French businesses and schools. France is the former colonial power in Ivory Coast. Last month, the rebels suspended their participation in a power-sharing government because they say nothing in the peace agreement is being implemented as planned. Speaking from the rebel stronghold of Bouaké, rebel leader Guillaume Soro called for the resignation of President Laurent Gbagbo, saying he was inciting rebels to return to war. Mr. Soro also called for a new French ambassador in Ivory Coast, saying current envoy Gildas Ludidec is biased toward Mr. Gbagbo. A march against President Gbagbo is being planned in Bouaké for Saturday. Rebels say they are fighting for northerners, many of them immigrants from neighboring countries who feel like second-class citizens. But insecurity has been increasing in rebel-controlled areas. A bank robbery in Bouaké last week left more than 20 people dead. And there are also growing signs of divisions within rebel ranks. Nico Colombant, VOA News, Abidjan.